Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening. I'll make that mid-morning. The opening's come and gone. The mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are trading at this hour. Hard red winter May wheat is 546 and three quarters, up 7.5. The July is up 7.5 as well. Soft May wheat, 504 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. July is up 4 3/4. May corn, 375 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. July, 383.5, down 4.5. December, $4.5, down 4 1/4. Go on out to July of 16, it's 422, down 3 3/4. May soybeans, 971 1/4, down 2 3/4. July, 975 3/4, down 2 1/4. November, 951 1/4, down 2. May soybean meal, 326.60, down 40. May soybean oil, 30.29, down 20. April live cattle, 153.10, down 1.15. March feeders, 211.27.5, down 185, now down 195. April lean hogs are 61.10. They are down a dollar. If you are out and about this evening in the Mahomet area, why don't you go over to the Farm Credit Illinois building? They're on 1100 Farm Credit Drive for another one of our free WILL AM 580 marketing meetings. Tonight's meeting has on the panel Merle Crowley of Crowley Commodities, Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. Also will be by John Newton, the ag economist at the University of Illinois. Meeting gets underway 6:30 with John's presentation, and then the full panel begins at 7. And just go on by, and we hope that we will see you this evening. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Spreading seems to be the theme of the day today.
Yeah, once again, we're seeing commodities go some different ways, but buying wheat, selling corn, buying wheat, selling beans, buying wheat, selling crude oil, just a lot of combinations going on this morning here.
And those combinations have corn futures testing some pretty critical low points right now.
Well, psychological point of interest, December corn's testing $4. Failure to hold there would probably put in position to test the late January low down there at 96 3/4. I imagine there's some sell stops in that area. Might test it, but fundamentally still a lot of old crop corn around. Guys seem to sold the beans and hung on to the corn. There's corn that needs to be moved. Also, too, ideas that the acreage report here at the end of the month might not show that big drop that they were touting here all winter long. So that, coupled with the lower energy values, just has the speculative trade to wanting to play the defensive side here starting out the week.
In fact, as it begins to pencil out, it might be more favorable to go back to some corn acres, right?
Well, yeah, it just depends where you're at and type of rotation and ground. It varies a lot. It might pay to do it for one farm, but not another farm. That's the delicate balance producers go through on, trying to figure that out. But, last winter, guys were, looking at $10 plus beans, and everybody's enthused about more beans, but with the fear now that this stuff could move lower, it changes the dynamics just a little bit. But weather's going to be a key thing to watch here as we move forward.
I think that as we look at that end-of-the-month report, certainly we'll be looking at corn and beans. That's a given. But I think we're also going to be very interested to see what crop might be benefiting from the drop in winter wheat acres?
We'll see how that pans out. Especially soft red winter wheat. Illinois and Indiana didn't get the wheat in, but you get Kentucky, Tennessee, South. They got quite a bit of wheat acres to work with. But, we'll argue the wheat acres will trade well. The bottom line is we have ample supplies of old crop around until there's some type of real weather fear or somewhere to shake up the trade. It's going to be hard to, get real bullish here.
I tell you, one crop you might want to get bullish about, sorghum.
Well, it's amazing how that has flown underneath the radar out of the country into the Chinese hands. They've been very aggressive buying our sorghum, milo, and we're going to see quite a bit of increase in acreage in the Western Belt. Guys going that way, just the premiums there. That's the hot commodity, per se. How many acres it takes away from the other crops, we'll see. But, out west, they're dealing with some extremely dry weather, especially getting northern Kansas, Nebraska, further north to go. They're putting in spring wheat earlier than they've ever had in some areas there. So it's going to be quite a dynamic news item here as we move forward.
What also is going on this week is the Fed is meeting. And this is one of those quarterly meetings when Chairwoman Janet Yellen will appear afterwards for questioning. Will the Fed move the market very much this week, do you think, one way or another?
Oh, there's going to be speculation. They might do something minor. But you go clear back to day one, 2008, I was told that they cannot do anything for 10 years. So that puts it into 2018. So we've got another, at least two and a half years.
Can I buy corn futures out that far?
what got us in trouble was high interest rates. They're not, the economy's too delicate. I don't believe we'll see a whole lot of significant news come out of that meeting.
So at the end of the day, all the fundamentals we're talking about, not much in the way of market movers. What we're probably waiting to see is, what kind of weather we have for planting this spring, and what planting we'll have around, and what kind of weather we have around pollination. Those are probably the two wild cards really left out there right now.
I believe so. That's typical key interest things to watch in through here, because we're in a supply-driven market now. Demand's the best it can be. We're using it. We're arguing supply. How many acres, and then we're going to argue what type of yield to put on it. We just got plenty of supply around, and it looks like if forecast is favorable, we're going to have plenty of supply again for one more year to come here. And that's kind of why we're in a defensive posture, and the risk is to the downside here as we move forward into this fall. In fact, Goldman Sachs came out, projecting 375 corn and 875 beans here longer term if the weather stays favorable and no disaster anywhere else in the world.
What do you think that ending stocks could be when July corn and July beans go off the board?
Oh, too high. anything over 300 million bushels in bean ending stocks, anything over, say, 1.5 billion bushels in corn is too high. That's ample supplies. So where exactly those numbers come in, who knows? I think the risk is to the downside here. From a producer's point of view, and to ignore that's probably going to be costly. We drift lower here and trade a bigger supply this fall.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
May corn at 376, down 4.5. July, 3.83¾, down 4¼. December, $4.50, down 4¼. May beans, 9.70¼, down 3¾. July, 9.74¾, down 3¼. November, 9.50½, down 2¾. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.